Hey, everybody. Welcome to the Addiction Unlimited podcast, where you get to learn everything you want to know about addiction and recovery. I'm your host, Angela Pugh, co-founder of Kansas City Recovery, life coach, and recovering alcoholic. To learn more about me, you can listen to episode zero on your podcast app or find us on the web at addictionunlimited.com. Hello, my friends. Welcome to episode number 141 of the Addiction Unlimited podcast. I'm your coach, Angela Pugh, helping you recover from whatever you're recovering from and get the amazing life you deserve. Many of you know I have been a life coach for many years, and of course, I've also worked with people who don't have addiction issues. For many, many years, I worked with people for all kinds of things, right? Setting job goals and creating strategy around that, recovering from a divorce, starting life over, recovering from significant weight loss and building self-esteem in that new life, empty nesters, recovering from children. That didn't sound right. Empty nesters, adapting to a new way of life and figuring out what that's going to look like. All of it is a process of recovery and growth and change, adapting to a new lifestyle. And right now, especially because of this pandemic, we're all having to do a lot of adapting to a new lifestyle. Many things have changed, and for some of you, more than others. And what we're going to talk about today is the trap of making decisions based on instant gratification rather than taking a moment to think things through, get comfortable with a little discomfort, and making decisions that are good for you rather than just good for right now. I just released my guided recovery journal, and I get asked if it is only for people in recovery from drugs and alcohol. And the answer is no. I think we're all recovering from something. Life is hard. It loves to throw curveballs and knock you off balance. We get hurt. We hurt ourselves. We hurt other people. We lose people. We love people. We have crazy circumstances to deal with. Illness, jobs, addictions, unhealthy behaviors, compulsions. Literally, we are all recovering from something. And the journal appeals to exactly that sentiment. It's about getting in tune with yourself and strengthening your mindset and learning lifelong behaviors that can benefit anyone going through anything. And you can get that on the My Recovery Toolbox site on the store page. And of course, I'll link it in the show notes. As we're all recovering from life's challenges, one of the traps we get stuck in is instant gratification. We talked about this in an episode before about thinking and thinking errors or something. When I was newly sober, I was told that if I wanted to start making better choices, then do the exact opposite of what my mind says. And I totally did that. I understood it in a little different way, but I was clear that my initial response and reaction to things was not getting me anywhere. All the years of my life, I used those initial responses and reactions, and it got me in a lot of trouble. So I understood that my thinking was flawed. How it made sense to me was I knew I had to push myself out of my comfort zone. My comfort zone was drunk or hungover. My comfort zone was to avoid life, avoid feelings, avoid responsibility. My comfort zone was lazy. And a whole bunch of other charming qualities. So how I thought about this was if my mind immediately told me no about something, then I knew instantly that that was exactly the thing I needed to do. For example, and I know I've shared this story with you guys before, I was brand new sober, probably in my first week, and a woman in AA invited me to go to dinner with a bunch of other women from AA. And you know me, my mind immediately said, heck no, we're not doing that. That sounds awful and super awkward. But I knew if my head, the committee, was saying no, then it was probably the right thing to do. Because my comfort zone was a death trap, and I understood that I was going to have to get uncomfortable. To me, if it was uncomfortable, then it was outside my comfort zone, and that's where I had to start living. I felt like everything I did needed to be uncomfortable, and that's how I knew I was probably doing the right thing. So I said yes to the dinner invitation. I sat in the parking lot and cried in my car before I went in because my anxiety was so out of control and I was so freaking uncomfortable. I stayed 30 minutes and I went home. And it was nice. Of course, those women were incredible and kind. They were laughing and having fun. And this is a great example of what I mean when I say, give yourself some grace because it won't be perfect. That situation wasn't perfect. My anxiety was through the roof. I didn't know any of those people. I could barely speak. I cried in the car and I bailed after 30 minutes. But let me tell you something. When I left there, I was so proud of myself. It's not about doing things perfectly. And don't have expectations that you're going to do hard things and it's going to be all rainbows and unicorns. The key is I did it. I challenged myself to go against my norm because my norm was drunk. I pushed myself outside that comfort zone. And by doing that, I got myself a little closer to sobriety and a little farther away from a drink that day. I started creating a new thought process to support my new lifestyle that I was building. You so often screw up decisions because you're stuck in seeking instant gratification. You feel bad and you want it to go away right now. You feel a craving and you want to eliminate it this second. You feel uncomfortable and you want it to change instantly. And this is how we continue to make terrible decisions and end up where we don't want to be. There is truth to that. Do the exact opposite of what your head says, because your head is wired for instant gratification. Recovery isn't instant. Recovery is a long game. You're playing the long game now. It's like we get stuck at that, like perpetually being 15 years old. You know, think about kids, maybe even your own kids. Kids want everything right now. They're not rational. They're not patient. You can't reason with them. All they can see is what they want and trying to figure out how to get it. I don't know about you, but I don't feel super comfortable recognizing when my behavior and thought process is similar to that of my 2-year-old nephew. Like, he and I shouldn't have a lot of similarities. Now, my temper tantrum looks different than his does because he screams and, you know, and throws a fit. But it's still basically a temper tantrum that I throw, right? Getting mad when things don't go my way, or when someone doesn't agree with me and wants to do it differently, or when I make a mistake, or when someone doesn't act the way I want them to, or give me the pat on the back I think I deserve. Think about what your temper tantrum looks like. How do you throw a fit when you don't get your way? Do you do the silent treatment? Or do you talk about it to your friends and family, but you don't talk about it to the person who's actually involved? Or do you get snappy and irritable, short-tempered? Do you say mean things? or intentionally do something you know will irritate your person. All these little things are behaviors we do to act out and show how unhappy we are about not getting what we want. Just like my 2-year-old nephew. The adult version of throwing a fit just looks a little different, but the motive and the sentiment are exactly the same. Because we want instant gratification. This is how boredom takes you down also. You feel bored, and you're so intolerant of being bored or feeling a feeling of any sort that you immediately want it to be different. Or here's a situation I hear about all the time. You make the decision to stop drinking, and you feel like you're really committed to it this time. Then you decide you will still go on that vacation with all your drinking friends, or you'll go ahead and go on the annual camping trip with everyone, or have all your friends over to your house to drink because that's what you always do. Or sometimes it's your spouse, right? Like you quit drinking, but your spouse doesn't. So your spouse will continue having all the friends over to your house and doing the things because that's the regular things, right? Then you see everyone drinking and doing their thing. You instantly feel left out. You want to have fun with them. You don't want to spend your whole evening separate from everyone else because you're not drinking. So in that split second, all that stuff runs through your head and you decide to drink instead of be uncomfortable. Because it would be uncomfortable to go inside while everyone else is outside drinking, or to go in your tent when or camper or whatever, however people camp, while everyone else is sitting outside drinking. It would be uncomfortable to be alone instead of being a part of the group. The truth is, if you're really committed to not drinking, you wouldn't put yourself in that situation to begin with. Right? Like when I made a decision to change my eating habits, I stopped meeting my friends at the donut shop, you know, because I was committed to my decision. So I made whatever alterations needed to be made in my life to support my commitment. Is it uncomfortable sometimes to be out to dinner with my friends or my family and see them enjoying yummy foods and desserts? Sure. I love food. I love desserts. But I'll tell you what, it was far more uncomfortable when I spent the first 30 minutes of my day in tears every day because none of my clothes fit and I was miserable. That was way more uncomfortable. When you are truly committed to something, you do whatever it takes to honor that commitment. And one of the best things you can do is start practicing being uncomfortable and not falling into instant gratification. It's not that we're bad decision makers or we aren't smart or we like to ruin our lives, right? We're just wired for instant gratification, and that will often lead to the decision that isn't the best or most healthy choice. You've heard all these sayings your whole life, right? Good things come to those who wait. Anything worth having is worth fighting for. The best view comes after the hardest climb. All of these are telling you that it will be hard. It will be uncomfortable. It will take commitment and probably some tears, and you are going to have to challenge yourself. See, instant gratification doesn't require any of that. It's the easy way out, and that's why you don't get long-term rewards from it. This is why you'll find yourself in that same spot over and over again, because instant gratification doesn't create change. When you want to change your life and grow as a human being, it's not about instant gratification anymore. It's about what's best for me moving forward. Now, let's put this in perspective. for the holiday season we're in and some of the discomforts that come with that. Family can be uncomfortable. Sometimes we barely know them. There are plenty of my family members that I only see once a year at a holiday gathering. We don't know each other, and it's awkward. Or maybe you know your family well, or your gathering is only close family, certainly because of coronavirus. I know a lot of us are doing much smaller gatherings. But some of those people are drinkers, and some are big drinkers. And that's awkward. Or maybe your issue is with your own guilt and shame you feel being around your family. We've all made choices that weren't great, right? Certainly in our drinking lives. Or you got some DUIs or created a financial mess, or they've paid for your treatment a couple of times. As drinkers, there are a million reasons we feel guilt and shame, especially with our families. All of this is uncomfortable. When you walk in the door and the discomfort and anxiety start attacking you, it's human nature to want to go for the instant gratification because you don't know how to deal with all the uncomfortable feelings. And drinking is the fastest way to quiet those feelings. But you know you don't want to drink. The committee is going to tell you, just have a drink. Worry about sobriety later. It's not going to hurt to drink for one more day. There's no other way through this situation. It's awful and you have to escape. And how many times have I told you the committee is a pathological liar? If it is telling you to drink, I absolutely promise you it's the wrong move. When someone tells you to go to meetings, if your first thought is, no, I don't need to do that. That's not for me. That's a great indicator that that's exactly what you need to do. If your ex texts you out of the blue and wants to hang out, if your first thought is, yeah, that could be cool. It'd be nice to hang out with somebody who cares about me. That would feel really good. And maybe we can hook up or get back together. It's the wrong move because you're going for the instant gratification of how it will feel good right now. But they're an ex for a reason. It's not going to serve you well for the long term. It will just feel good in the moment. So don't do it. You want to start looking at things as they relate to your new life. If you want drinking to be in your past, then don't engage in the same activities you did in your old drinking life. If drinking is the old behavior, then focus on creating the new behaviors that fit in your new life. Using your ex to fulfill some loneliness or hook up or just because you want some attention isn't behavior that fits in your new life. That's instant gratification behavior. If I say in a podcast that you should try this thing or that thing, whatever, start journaling, get a tribe, do these worksheets, and your immediate thought is, I don't need to do that. Other people might need that, but I don't need that. That doesn't apply to me. Well, that's a good sign that you need to do exactly those things. You need to be out of your instant gratification comfort zone. I mean, think about this logically. Are you really unwilling to try 4 or 5 minutes of journaling when there's a mountain of science that proves how beneficial it is? But you can't do it? Does science not apply to you? You see what I'm saying? When you get honest about it, it's ridiculous. Of course you need to do it because there's a mountain of freaking science that proves how beneficial it is. If you don't know how to do it or you don't know what to write, then Google it. There are millions of worksheets with journal prompts to get you started. That's why I did a guided journal. So there are prompts so you don't have to worry about getting stuck because that is something that holds people back. They feel like they're doing it wrong or they don't know how to do it or they don't know what to say. So use journal prompts. Or how about when literally millions of people across the globe get sober by going to meetings, but your head tells you that's not for you. That doesn't work for you. You don't need that. Well, I would argue if you are in a relapse cycle, then what you're doing isn't working. And you have to be willing to try something different. And I can absolutely promise you, it will be awkward and uncomfortable. And that's okay. And when I say meetings, I don't mean AA. There are so many meetings you can go to now. It's crazy. Everybody's starting their own meetings. There's Smart Recovery, Celebrate Recovery, SOS, Women for Sobriety. And our own membership, Sober Society, is up to 3 meetings a week. That's a good number of meetings. And many of the other podcasters you know and love probably have their own memberships and meetings. Don't shut down the moment you hear the word meeting. Challenge yourself to be more teachable and open-minded in this journey. Don't give in to the instant gratification of shutting down the thought of AA immediately because it's uncomfortable to think about going. Again, I promise you, without a doubt, you will be uncomfortable. In AA or any other meeting you try, it's going to be weird. I also promise you, you can do hard things. You are perfectly capable of getting through discomfort. You do it hundreds of times every day. Going to the doctor is uncomfortable. Arguing with your kids about getting ready for school or bedtime or homework. It's all uncomfortable and irritating. Spouses, jobs, traffic, bills, student loans, the IRS, the damn coronavirus, the line at Starbucks, it all sucks. And we survive it every day. Don't fall into the instant gratification trap of thinking you have to immediately make it go away. Feelings aren't bad. They're just telling you you have some stuff to work on. Instead of running from whatever feeling you're having, try to break it down. In your head, have a conversation like, okay, I'm uncomfortable. This sucks. But what's making me uncomfortable? Am I really okay? I'm safe. Nothing horrible's happening. Okay, maybe this will pass. Let's go through halt. Am I hungry, angry, lonely, or tired? Yeah, I haven't eaten yet, and it's been a stressful morning, so maybe I'll start with getting something to eat, then see how I feel. Right, there's your little conversation. You don't have to be able to identify the exact feeling in the moment and have an exact solution. The best thing you can do is remind yourself the reality of the situation and not make it bigger than it needs to be. You are safe. Nothing terrible is happening. No one has ever died from being uncomfortable. And you're strong enough to get through it. Those are the things we forget the moment we're outside our comfort zone. We catastrophize and panic like it's the end of the world to be uncomfortable, but it's not. It's just something we have to get used to because then we can learn to make better decisions for our lives rather than choosing the thing that fixes it just that second. Expect things to be uncomfortable. Expect to have some feelings about situations and people. Expect to not like it, whatever it is. That way you don't panic when it happens. What we want to practice is delayed gratification. Okay, I can have $5 now, but if I put some time and work in, I can have $20 later. Yes, go for the $20. You can hang out with the bad ex today, or you can wait for a better opportunity with someone who may be a better fit. Are you going to choose old instant gratification behavior or new healthy for your life behavior? You can drink today to fit in with everyone, or you can focus on building your inner strength to be a stronger, sober you in your new life. Instant gratification choices numb the discomfort in the moment, but you aren't creating solutions for yourself. You aren't challenging yourself to actually change and get better. You're just numbing and running from whatever you're feeling. And let's chat about boredom for a minute. Boredom will take you down faster than anything. And let me tell you how I used to do this. I would look for things to do. You know, I've shared with you, my sponsor said to me one time, he said, Angela, if you're bored, you're being boring. And honest to God, that is some of the best advice I ever got, because he's exactly right. I was being boring. I was sitting around on my ass doing nothing, complaining about being bored. Well, that's not going to get you anywhere, right? But I was so closed-minded that, and my attitude was so crappy that I would look for things to do. And it's like I would look just to figure out why it wouldn't work for me. I'd go down the list of activities to try and just come up with reasons why I couldn't do it. That won't work for me. I can't try that. I can't do that. I don't like that. That doesn't fit me. I was so immature. And most of the reasons I would exclude things was because it would be uncomfortable in some way. Either it would be a crowd, and I get uncomfortable in certain crowd situations, not all of them, but certain types of crowds I don't like. Or I would be uncomfortable to have to go by myself. Or one time in LA, I wanted to do this dance class, and I didn't because I was too uncomfortable to have to dance with a stranger. Or something else I would exclude because it was a long drive and I don't feel like driving. There are a million reasons that I would discount or exclude suggestions. But it all came down to being closed-minded, not teachable, unwilling, lazy, and uncomfortable. When I think about the life I want for myself, those are not the words I want to describe me. I do not want to be closed-minded. I don't want to be unteachable or unwilling to try, because that will stunt my growth faster than anything. I don't want to be lazy. I don't want to be uncomfortable in every situation. That's who I was in my drunk life. That's not who I want to be in my new life. In that instant gratification to make myself feel better or justified in my boredom, to slowly talk myself into drinking by telling myself it's the only solution, I would expend all my energy figuring out why things wouldn't work for me instead of just trying. And there are plenty of things that don't interest me. But if I'm bored and thinking about a drink and you tell me to try knitting, you can bet your ass I'm going to go to the store and get all the things you need to knit, and I will try knitting. If it keeps me from drinking that day, I don't care if I like it or not. I will do it because I'm teachable and I'm willing, and I know instant gratification takes me down the wrong road. So I'm okay being uncomfortable for a little while. I'm stubborn too. And I'll tell you, a lot of my success in staying sober in the very beginning was just because I absolutely refused to let alcohol win. Like, it was me against it, and I was not losing that battle. Alcoholism is one of the most powerful forces there is, but so am I. I didn't know that then. I was functioning out of pure will to not have a drink no matter what. And it wasn't will. I mean, I am stubborn. There's no question that was a piece of it. But remember, I was putting in the work every single day. I was going to meetings every single day. Because I was not going to drink no matter what. I promise you, you can do uncomfortable things and get through it. When you want to give up, remind yourself how strong you really are, because all of us are way stronger than we give ourselves credit for. You don't know how strong you are because you always give up. When you challenge yourself to get through some really hard times, and I know you'll relate to this because we've all been through really hard times. When you fight tooth and nail to survive some brutal life challenges without giving up, that's when you begin to understand how strong you are. Think about this, like when you work out with a personal trainer. I'm sure most of us have like hired a personal trainer at one point or another in our lives. I don't like working out with a trainer because it feels weird. It's uncomfortable. It feels weird to work out while somebody just stands there and stares at you, right? Like I would rather do group things. So for me, I'm always sore after working out with a trainer because they push you to do more. When I'm working out alone, I would always give up and stop when I got uncomfortable, right? Like when I was in the middle of an exercise and my muscles start to get fatigued and it starts to hurt, I would always stop because I was getting tired. I wasn't accustomed to pushing myself through that discomfort. But with a trainer, they push you to keep going, to keep doing it, to do one more rep. It's not that you aren't capable of doing one more rep. It's that you're used to giving up before you've pushed yourself to do one more rep. This is the same. You are capable of not drinking. You've just made a habit of giving in to instant gratification instead of fighting through the discomfort. You can do hard things. It will not always feel good, and that's okay. We're breaking free from that unhealthy comfort zone we've built, and that's going to feel weird for a minute. It's okay. You're stronger than you think, so challenge yourself to try harder. Challenge yourself to get comfortable being uncomfortable, because uncomfortable isn't really that big of a deal. If your brain immediately says no, then you better say yes. If it tells you to leave, you should probably stay. If it tells you to avoid the call, you better take it. If it tells you to hit the snooze, tell it to F off, because you know that snooze button is not going to get you the life you want. If it says drink, tell it you have better things to do, and then go flex your muscles in the mirror to remind yourself how strong you are. You are powerful, my friend. Start practicing that. Delayed gratification, healthy choices, become who you want to be. I hope you get some great information out of this episode. I love you guys. We are trudging through this holiday season. It has been a little strange, right? Coronavirus, Christmas shopping's not quite the same. I'm not spending as much time with my family, just, you know, being mindful and careful. But it is cold and winter and holiday season nonetheless, which I love. Well, I guess for some of you, it's probably not cold, but it is holiday season. And I love holiday season. I hope you are having a fantastic day, and I will see you next week.
You've reached the end of another great episode of the Addiction Unlimited podcast, candid and honest conversation about addiction and recovery. Be sure to visit us at addictionunlimited.com to join the conversation and access show notes and links to everything we talked about. Love this episode? Please take 30 seconds to subscribe, rate, and review on iTunes to help us improve and give you the information you want. Thanks for listening. See you next week.